we say everybody, don't do it the way Bob does it. Bob says, nah, we're not going to have any success. Nah, we're not going to have any ice cream. Nah, we're not going to have any power bars and blah, 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 blah. So can't go by what Bob does. No, 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 no. He's the standard. He's the exception to the fallacy.
And so when you have someone like Bob who has so many words in a sentence, you know, and speaks so prolifically,
well, that's
so
just
much.
Because he got drunk on Irwin Thompson, so, I mean, that's all that's about. It's all right. But now, you say
it.
So many words, but now let's get right down to it. That's not really the case at all. Bob, do you have an opinion about this? And he starts telling you what some fucking body else has got an opinion about it. He never has an opinion. He'll talk to you for 19 hours and he hadn't told what he thinks yet. Well, in the Thompson Quadrant, well, in this, well, in, well, and that's very interesting. And I was having, that reminds me of so-and-so. They had an opinion this way. And they were at the gut house, and they discussed this, and that was very interesting. Do you see? Isn't that wonderful? Did you get that? Do you have that? Yeah, that's great. And you say, Bob, I want to know how you feel. Oh, I don't feel.
That's
he
right.
never answers a question based on what he feels, because he doesn't feel. He doesn't answer an opinion because he doesn't have an opinion. He'll tell you everything you want to know about Xenocracy.
I'm not even here.
Xenocracy and Xenocracy and who Xenocracy slept with Xenocracy and they had a baby and it was tactile and the tactile baby had a feeling. And now I'll tell you about tactility. Now, tactility. Well, now, when I was having a session and I had a talk with Mae Brussel, she said that, very interestingly, it was interesting, Mae Brussel was describing tactility as the onset of these outside forces that were interfering and interplaying with our world as we know it now. But when you get it back to McLuhan and what Joyce said and William Lewis, and they had this little conflict and it went along, and it just goes on, and I'm like, what in the hell, Bob? Bob ain't going to have no opinion. He's pinless. He's pinless. No opinions in him. And he'll
okay.
talk to you about it and then run a pin tad on it. So if you're really confused, you'll be super confused, because he'll obsolesce it and retrieve it and do stuff with it and bring it back and then notice it changes and see how that all applies to your mystery landscape. Because he doesn't have a mystery landscape. He doesn't engage a landscape. You see.
Mm.
So when you're going at it that way, he might not be the best example on the planet to engage as far as wanting his opinion, because he's not given his opinion yet.
Remember in the Boer tape, I say, Walter, since we all disappear, you can only quote other people. I talk about just quoting other people. It said
yep.
right there in the Boer tape.
Yes, you did. What I was going to ask, though, was also, so like you compared to a monk as far as creating, let's say, or somebody on.
Now listen to what he has to say. Oh, so the thousandth monkey was what you're trying to talk about. Well, that goes back. That'll go back. You can go back to William R. Murray, and he'll tell you about so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
He won't even have an opinion about the opinion that's the main opinion.
So,
and then if,
well,
if you try to pin him on it, it'll come back to, that's ridiculous. There's too many words. What are you trying to say? What are you
right.
talking about? Let's break it down. You know full well that that is not a semicolon. That should be a colon. And until you get that straightened out, it's ridiculous. I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you trying to ask me? Are you asking something? Are we having conversation here? And see, then there you go. And so the divisiveness of this no opinion then becomes a cycle of a flow within the quadrants. Okay?
Mm.
But he's never going to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know if he likes ice cream. He may think about ice cream and go, okay, I may have some ice cream, and go, was that ice cream? Yeah, that was ice cream. Well, it was, I don't know if it was really ice cream or not, but it sure was tasty. And let's say after he's eaten a gallon, $16 worth, then he decides maybe it was ice cream or maybe it wasn't. And then he'll come back to going, well, I don't really know if that was ice cream or not, but it was a nice pastime.